Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe. Thank you so very much. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, doing what you're doing out there, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That starts out with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail delivered from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and that would be Felix and Company. And our suicide jockeys, namely Tom and his crew, that are hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas station so we can keep going back and forth to work. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget to check out MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and also Twitter with the handle at Captain's America. That's how you find us over there, any one of those, at Captain's America. And we're also on Instagram, so you can find us on Instagram, too. So there you go. Now, don't forget, we also have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, namely thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we are streaming over there on that website right now if your local station doesn't have that ability or wherever you're listening to us from. You can definitely hear the show over on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and it's right there on the streamer. Okay. Joining us right now from California, the land of milk and honey, fruits, nuts, and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, they're all out, and it's a little cooler than what it's been. It's now 74 degrees outside, mostly cloudy. We've had a little bit of rain tonight here. So it's made it kind of interesting, but the weather's great, so come on down.
That's exactly right. Well, I have to tell you, but it's 66 degrees where I am right now.
You're getting closer.
Yep.
All right, ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Jersey Joe Biden, and I'm calling him Jersey Joe for a reason. I'll get to that in a little bit here. Jersey Joe Biden touches down over there in Israel and goes through the rigmaroles to begin with. And, of course, you never know what on earth is going to happen, right?
That's right, yeah.
And it looked like as if he had a little at one of the things that he was at, one of the events he was at. Looks like he was trying to figure out where to go. He had to kind of be led to his chair, pointed in the right direction to get to the chair he was supposed to sit in. So nothing's changed in that respect, right?
That's right.
But when Biden was asked if his view of Jerusalem as Israel's capital had changed, his one-word answer got the attention of everybody again. It was no. And he was not in favor of having moved the capital to begin with.
Well, precisely. And this is something, of course, that Donald Trump had done. And I'm sure it just causes a lot of frustration for somebody like Joe Biden or others in the administration that that's the way it is at this point. So, yes, he's definitely begrudgingly sort of going along with it right now, but that's his view. You're right.
Well, he's on his way now, I believe, to Saudi Arabia. And, of course, he's not going to. And this is the other thing. This is really very strange. Everybody is concerned, well, I won't say everybody. The press, the media, and some of the Democrats are concerned that he's shaking hands with people.
Right. Exactly.
Now, why is that a big deal? They all think that everybody's got COVID and he's going to get it?
That could be part of it. Some of it may even be a cultural thing, but I don't think that that would be the main factor, yes.
Well, let me tell you what the Saudi Arabian Prime Minister, or I'm sorry, Crown Prince is going to do when he gets to see him. You ready?
Yep.
Number one will be to shake hands, and number two will be to hug him and kiss him on the cheek.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
And that's if they stick to the traditional custom that they use over there. If they don't, then they might do fist bumps, I guess. I don't know.
We did see some fist bumps when the president got off the plane in Israel to begin with. Some of that has been going on. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the dynamic is between the president and the crown prince, for example, because the president, of course, is looking to get more oil, at least into the mix from the Saudis. He put himself in this position, don't you think? I mean, by getting us off of being energy independent.
We don't need any oil from the Saudis at all. That's a fact. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we go to break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. More of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Remember, for a limited time only, MyPillow has got a whole bunch of stuff that they're selling. Buy one, get one, and then these individual sets like this MyPillow Percale bed sheets combination, the queen size, $39.98, regular $89.98. You save $60 with the promo code CAPTAIN on this, and these are great sheets. Now, buy one, get one. Yep, they got them too. The MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy pillows, the six-piece bath towel sets that will, in fact, fit you. Also, the great big beach towels that they've got there. This is a new item, too, by the way, the beach towels. The roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and a whole bunch of other things there, too. All you got to do to find out what it is they're doing with the buy one, get one, or the individual sales is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, and the promo code will always be the same, CAPTAIN. That'll get you the lowest price possible. CAPTAIN is a promo code. Or you can call them at 1-800-641-5459. But don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to save the buy one, get one free on select products or the individual settings, like I said, with this Percale bed sheets item that's there for only $39.98, saving you $60 off the regular price. Now, I will also say that you can get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So, again, the number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. Promo code will always be Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we got all this stuff going on here right now, man. You could go over there and buy stuff for Christmas for the next 2 years.
Well, that's really true, and now's a really good time to even start thinking about stuff like that if you want to stock up, because when yeah. the deals are there, they're there. Yeah.
And there's no inflation involved here, folks. Right?
Well, that's right.
No inflation involved there. Okay, now, yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, it sounded like he came very close to saying something, but he didn't quite go that far. Donald Trump almost came out and said he was running for president in 2024. Now, right after that, maybe an hour or so later, there were some guesses coming out of New York City that he was planning on moving back that way towards New Jersey, which is where his golf club is there, right?
Right.
And he was planning on moving back there for a while, doing this half-and-half stuff instead of just hanging out at Mar-a-Lago. By the way, he's going to be in Washington, D.C. to do some sort of policy speech here, I think, next week. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like as if there are reports that he's planning on launching his 2024 presidential campaign probably right around Labor Day. He's going to say something. Now, I think he should wait until the midterm elections are over. That's just my opinion. And when the Republicans do as well as they think they're going to do, that could be the icing on the cake right there.
Well, I tend to agree with that, Captain. I think that the main focus right now is the midterms. The voting public, including many Democrats, they're fed up with the Democrat policies that have got us to this point. They're fed up with the fact that the administration and the Democrat Party elite don't seem to really care what's happening to everybody, whether they're a registered Republican or registered Democrat or independent or what have you. And so, yes, I think the focus remains there, and I think the president, former President Trump, can certainly and will certainly, I think, be out in the fray and will be helping with many of these different elections. But yes, perhaps after the midterms and gauging the victory, as it were, that everybody's predicting at this point, and then jumping in at that point might be best.
Now, our governor is having a summit for the next couple of days, which some significant political figures are going to be around for that summit. And there's a lot of speculation about that being used as possibly a stepping stone to go to the next level. But I want to remind people again, we in Florida who have some sort of an ear or an edge with the governor are telling him, don't run for president. Do another term as governor. You will get elected. No problem there, because he's running against a couple of people, neither one of which is going to do very well. They've got quite a shaded past. That's one thing. But run as governor, get elected for the second term, and then after that, give it a shot.
Well, that's exactly, yeah, you're right. This is, I think, exactly what a lot of people are telling the governor in one way, shape, or form, through media, their programming, or what have you. But a lot of times, Captain, and this isn't particularly about Governor DeSantis, but sometimes candidates will look at poll numbers and say, wow, that's what the poll numbers are? Well, maybe I should give it a shot. But I do think, though, that Governor DeSantis is in a unique position to continue to build on the success that he has in Florida. And again, things may look very different after midterms. We don't know. We haven't got there yet. But I tend to agree with what you're talking about here.
Now, the governor also is moving around the state a little bit, doing different events. He may or may not be in Sarasota on Saturday for the Republican Party of Sarasota's big forum that they're going to have, where they allow the candidates to not only speak, but to have displays there and whatnot at the Robarts Arena. That's something that they do every election year. And I, because of a prior arrangement, cannot be there to do the live radio broadcast, but there's going to be a surprise, surprise, surprise appearance down there by the one and only Mike Gallagher, who's going to go down there and broadcast for a couple hours and interview some of the candidates and whatnot that are floating around down there. And if the governor happens to show up and be there, then guess what? The governor will be talking to Mike Gallagher.
All right. Well, that's very cool, too. Mm-hmm. So that's great for Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, I am going to be in Plant City at the big gun show, the biggest one to date yet, or Two Guys Gun Show. That's where I'm going to be from 9 to 3 on Saturday. So I can't be at two places in one time. And because of my contractual agreement with the gun show, that's where I have to go.
Yes, well, exactly right. And if I may, Captain, I'll say one rather quick thing about the midterms. I think when we get to the midterms, there's also not only going to be the votes that happen, but there's also going to be a lot of exit polling. And we'll see how that tracks with the polls leading up to the midterms, because we might get some pretty good information about what voters expect, what they're looking for, perhaps, moving into 2024.
Well, an overwhelming majority of voters believe America is the best country in the world to live in. That's actually up to 58% in one poll, 64% in another poll, even though many of them also believed that our country is systematically racist and sexist. And I don't know where that comes from other than the younger population.
Well, it's certainly its attack that that many on the left have taken in order to build up their own political cachet, as it were. You know, you don't understand where you're living. You're living in a racist, sexist, horrible place. And people understand that everybody, every country, every society has problems, but America is the place that can deal with those problems most effectively. And I think that goes to the first part of the polling, and that it's the best country to live in.
Well, I will say this again. I've said it before, and I will say it again. America is, in fact, the best place to, in the world to live in. But it's also the place where I want to be to hang my hat for the rest of my life, because you have freedoms here that you don't have anywhere else in the world.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And while we have many great friends and people who love freedom around the globe in many different places, America is a fairly unique experiment in the history of the world. And it's been around here now, Captain, for over two centuries. But even that is really a blip in world history. That's why it's so precious. That's why we fight for her every single day.
And we don't want the socialists to take over, because we will lose all of that. I'm talking about the hardcore progressive left communist Democrats that are trying to fundamentally change this country. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. And I hope that they understand that, because if not, they're going to have a real problem on their hands. All right. Hold on, Kyle. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning. Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-9-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News. The head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has directed agents to take several steps to protect the parental rights of immigrant detainees with underage children. This is all according to an agency memo that was published Thursday. The new requirement bars ICE agents from taking custody of or transporting the children unless they make a decision to detain them for immigration violations. Authorities have located all the 44 people who were reported unaccounted for in a remote part of Southwest Virginia after a sudden and severe storms hit the area. There were no deaths reported in the flooding, but one person was injured from a snake bite. The County Sheriff Deputy Eric Breeding has confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I will do just that, Mr. Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make the product called Relief Factor, something that I've been taking for over 8 years. It works for me. I take it every day because if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain, something that you just can't seem to get rid of, this is a product that can help you. By the way, if you have inflammation or if you have swelling, like a lot of people do, this is something that will help you with that too. And the reason why is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps your body to support this natural response to inflammation and swelling as well to lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. Now, it's 100% drug-free, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in too. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. Give it a shot, because after all, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
And boy, that is so important. So important. I've spent so many nights over the years before I started to take this product not being able to sleep because I was in pain.
Wow.
And that just sucks big time. All right, speaking of pain, the Russians gave the Ukrainians a little bit of pain yesterday because according to Russia's defense ministry, they said that its Air Force downed two Ukrainian fighter jets and destroyed a collection of U.S.-made M777 howitzers in eastern Ukraine. Now, in its daily briefing, the defense ministry also said it had struck a factory in the southern Donbas region with caliber cruise missiles, destroying Ukrainian combat vehicles as well as some other equipment and ammunition there. Now, we've been unable to confirm this by any of the standard sources. Still don't have it confirmed as of the broadcast, but I'm reporting it because we do know that something took place, and probably half of what we're hearing is accurate. We are talking about the Russians.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the Russians, Captain, would be looking for any kind of news, embellished or not, such that they could, you know, have some kind of, quote, success that they can report to the Russian people, because I'm sure that they're dealing with some pretty unhappy people as well. Although, ironically, there's a lot of Russian people, we understand, that are fully supportive of what Vladimir Putin is doing with the invasion into Ukraine. So it's a long way to go.
Now, I want to take this opportunity to wish condolences, our condolences, to the Trump family. Donald's first wife passed away yesterday, Ivana Trump, 73 years of age. They found her in her apartment in New York City. Apparently, she'd fallen down a flight of stairs. She was at the bottom of the staircase, and one can only assume that's what happened, but we don't know for sure. And, of course, she was the mother to Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric.
That's right, Captain, and you're right. Our condolences go out to the Trump family. You know, the loss and the grieving is just, of course, a very, very painful thing. And so our thoughts and prayers and our deep condolences go out to the family, absolutely.
Yeah, she was quite a lady.
Well, that's right. That's right. She seemed to be very, very dynamic. And of course, Donald Trump himself announced this on Truth Social, I believe. And so, yes, it's just a very, very sad time for the family and for those that knew her. And, again, our condolences and prayers.
Now, a congressman by the name of Hinson came out and said, and I quote, "Besides begging for oil, what else is Joe Biden going to be talking to with the Saudis? Asking for Saudi oil is a slap in the face to the Americans."
Well, sure, because, you know, we don't need Saudi Arabia to send us oil. President Trump proved that, Captain. It's kind of like Charles Lindbergh flew over the Atlantic Ocean, you know, and then this is doable, folks. We can do this. And then a lot of people started flying over the Atlantic Ocean. And I use that as an example, such that President Trump came into office and showed in many ways what could be done, that others would say, well, you can't do it because of this or that. But the oil is there. We can drill it out of the ground, and we can refine it, and we can do it safely, and we can do it environmentally consciously, and we can do it in many ways so that it doesn't have to be, you know, 5,000 feet down into the ocean or something like that. There's so many things that we can do to be energy independent. But here goes Joe Biden again, and it's hat in hand.
Now, before I get into this story we're going to talk about with the press secretary, Frenchie, as I like to call her, I'm going to mention that Italy, the prime minister yesterday, tried to resign, and they wouldn't let him. His own party wouldn't accept his resignation, so he's still the prime minister. And they're trying to get him to sit down and try to work something out, because I guess in Italy they've had, what, half a dozen prime ministers in the last 10 years or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah, to form governments and stuff like that, exactly.
So, of course, Italy is one of our allies. Now, what's going to happen as a result of that, one can only guess, because there's just no way of really knowing. But we're going to keep our eyes on that, and we'll let you know if anything changes as things progress. All right, Frenchie a.k.a. your pal, Karine Jean-Pierre. She is being run through the ringer by the White House reporters. They did not hold back on sharing how they felt about her yesterday.
No, they did not, Captain. And in fact, one reporter in particular, I believe that they're anonymous at this point in terms of some of the reporting that's coming out. They talk about very similar things that you and I have been talking about. The fact that Karine Jean-Pierre has to look down at the book, that there's a prepared response for anticipated questions, that she has to read it verbatim. And this particular reporter was saying they're not getting anything new, they're not getting any new information, she just has to look at the book, and it's a pre-prepared response. And I do think, Captain, and this reporter speculated, by the way, that are they just trying to limit the conversation, control it? And I think the answer to that is yes and yes. Of course they are. And we've been talking about this for quite some time, and now it's the many White House reporters of evidently are catching up to them.
Well, I wasn't impressed the day that she showed up, and she seemed to do better when Jen Psaki was there because I guess she had someone to get out in front of her and set things up for her to come and do whatever she did. But that's since left the building.
Well, you know, it's the old saying, somebody can sell ice, you know, to the Eskimos, this kind of thing. Jen Psaki has a real talent to be able to get up and talk about things. And whether or not you agree with her politically is neither here nor there for that. You have a lot of people who have done very well, to be able to get up and do that job. It's not an easy job. But they've put Karine Jean-Pierre in that position, and she doesn't seem to be – that's not her wheelhouse, I think, now by any stretch of the imagination. And they've kind of painted themselves into a corner because it's hard for them to say, well, we made a bad decision and now we're going to shift her over to something else, because all that just looks like failure. And yet she's foundering every day.
Now, there are a couple of things that happened yesterday, new bills that have been introduced in the House. One of them was to rescind the Cornyn-Schumer gun bill that came through the Senate. And the other one is to block any federal funding of abortion travel costs for women going out to get abortions across the country.
Right. Well, you know, this is going to become a new real big hot topic, especially in corporate America. You notice how a lot of corporations jumped on the bandwagon right away saying, don't worry, we're going to pay for you to go take a trip to have an abortion. And some have pointed out, too, that in many ways that's actually pretty diabolical for companies to say that, because they don't want someone to have a family, perhaps, or not have to have the expense of extra medical care. So, yeah, you make up your own mind on that.
Yeah, already. And Panamanians, folks, are out in the streets right now. They haven't rioted yet, but they're getting closer after they're protesting the high prices, inflation, and corruption going on in their country down there in Panama. So keep your eyes on that part of the world. We'll be right back. Hang on, Kyle. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warm with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one of the night here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Real Radio. Real American Patriots in the open. Always live, conservative. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
is a little CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And I played that because I haven't played that in a long, long time there, Kyle, have I?
No, you haven't.
All righty. Well, let's take a look here at the weather, and I'll turn it loose with you. Monsoon showers and thunderstorms through Saturday may head to isolated flash flooding across the southwest and central and southern Rockies, especially near some recent burn scars. Also, dangerously hot conditions are in place over southeastern California through Sunday. Excessive heat's forecast over the entire plains through much of next week. We do have some weather in the Gulf. I kept telling you we were going to be getting some showers and whatnot. Now, this is actually in the panhandle, right off the panhandle right now. It's an area of disturbed weather, but it's not organized by any stretch of the imagination. There is some wind, some rough seas, and there, of course, is some rain. And we've been having rain on and off tonight. Probably three or four different showers have come through since about 10 o'clock. So that's what's going on down here. In the meantime, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight we'll start up in Big Sky Country. We do have some rain on the radar map, but it really is more about these strong thunderstorms that are in the same area there that are obviously causing the rain there. But you want to be aware of it because you're also going to have gusty winds up to about 40 miles per hour. Now, this is along I-15. If you're in the Boulder area, Jefferson City, Montana City, up to Helena, and then over towards Townsend, as well, in that whole area, you've got these big thunderstorms that are occurring, and there is a lot of rain happening right now in that area. So you want to be aware of that and be careful and take precautions. We also have a flash flood watch tonight, Captain. This is going to be in the Colorado area outside Denver and actually up towards the border with Wyoming, and then out I-70 as you head towards the border with Utah. That's an aerial flood watch that's going on there right now. Checking out the rain on the radar map. We're not seeing a whole lot of it right now, but it definitely could materialize. So be aware of that. But where the rain is right now is across the border in Utah, and it's filling up most of southern Utah all the way down towards St. George as you come up Interstate 15. It's also going to spread on over towards Nevada, towards Eli in central eastern Nevada. Right now, of course, we're not seeing anything up in Salt Lake City. We will indicate, though, as well that Salt Lake City really does need the water. A lot of water has been diverted, but the Great Salt Lake, Captain, right now about 800 square miles has been lost of the Great Salt Lake. So that is an ongoing real tragedy that we're seeing for our friends in Salt Lake City in that area right now. We do have more rain on the radar map down near Phoenix. That's happening right now, so you want to be aware of that. Over in New Mexico, coming down Interstate 25 through Santa Fe, you've got a lot of rain in that area. It'll be let up a little bit until you get down towards, looks like down towards Hatch as you come down through New Mexico, so you want to be careful of that. You talked about the heat. We do have excessive heat warnings down in the lower part of California. This as you come across the border from Arizona there. We've also got some hot and dry weather up in Northern California and Southern Oregon around Klamath Falls and Lakeview tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, I'm going to start in North Dakota on the North Dakota-Minnesota line. Earlier tonight, earlier yesterday, late afternoon, they had an unbelievable, amazing, severe thunderstorm that inundated the entire Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Things like that don't happen all the time, but that happened. And as a result, there's some flooding out through the areas as you go west towards Fargo. Now, when you go west and you go slightly north out of Fargo, up 29th, right on the border, about 20, 25 miles north of Fargo, there's an area up in there where they have a flash flood watch right now for all the water that's accumulated up there from what I just told you about. Now, in Kansas and in Oklahoma, most of Kansas and the central part of Oklahoma, you've got high heat warnings, and you've also got some severe thunderstorm watches through there where they had some rain again yesterday over there, and there are some areas where some of the small streams are up close to going over their banks, so if they get more rain, they'll definitely be over them. So be advised to stay on your toes in those areas. Now, going down to the Dallas Metroplex, we have a poor air quality warning for the Dallas Air Metroplex right now for the day. So be advised if you're going that way and you've got some breathing problems. Also down on the border, down on Laredo, we've got an area down there with some flooding, flash flooding going on, and some a flood watch down in that area too from all the rain they've had down that way. Got some patchy areas of fog up along the Gulf, up towards Galveston from down there in McAllen, and then a little bit of foggy areas, patchy foggy areas around Houston, going over to New Orleans, Louisiana. We've got some areas in there with some patchy fog as well. Now, coming over into Florida along the Gulf, we have about a 50 or 60 mile area where we've got showers. It's a totally unorganized type of system that we're talking about right there. And we've got some showers. We've got some near Tallahassee, I might add. We've got some showers and we've got some wind. There's occasionally when these storms, they could have a wind of 40 miles an hour thereabouts. It's blown some tree limbs around down here, so I imagine it's probably doing the same thing up there. But that's what's going on there. Now, going up the East Coast, leaving Florida up into North Carolina, I-95, up around Kenley. You've got some flash flood watches in that area for some rain that's been happening. They had a lot of rain, if you remember right, out there at Cape Hatteras and out towards the ocean side that found its way inland. And this is one of those areas where it rained, and now they've got some small stream flooding going on in there. And then moving on up towards Chesapeake Bay again, we have a couple of areas in there where there could be some patchy fog, and we've got some unsettled weather also for the coastline, Jersey, and Long Island. By the way, Long Island, you just don't want to go swimming in the water up there, Kyle, because shark warnings all and sightings all over the place up there in Long Island.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That really is pretty important. Yeah.
Yeah, and it has to do with the weather and the water being warmer much earlier than what it has been, and the bait fish have brought themselves into the shallower water. Consequently, the sharks follow them in.
Yes, exactly.
And that's happening down here in Florida, too, I might add. All right, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
Folks, it's real easy to join the rewards program for the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Simply download the My Rewards Plus app. If you have an existing My Rewards card, you can enter that. Otherwise, you can set up a new account. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Start earning points today.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to pay a few bills along the way. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.